Electronic Walkabout. No one should have to walk through life alone. We share the good times, the bad times, and the best times. Everyone needs a little direction now and again, and TC and Mad Dog are here to show you the way. A podcast where we talk about the important things in life. Come journey with us. The Electronic Walkabout.
Another beautiful day in the neighborhood. Mad Dog, another episode.
Yes, sir, TC. How's your day been so far?
So far, so good. It's actually a Friday, so I'm looking forward to the weekend and the time of year where the days are longer, the sun's coming out more to enjoy out there.
Less rain.
We live in a rainforest.
Yes, that we do. So, yeah, when the skies open up and the sun comes out, there is literally no better place in the world to be.
And I'll tell you, anybody that hasn't been to Vancouver, if you could plan coming to Vancouver when the sun is shining, it is a beautiful city.
Yeah, you hear two sides of people's visits. If it's raining, yeah, they're like, yeah, it was okay. But if it's nice out and they're flying in, they get to see the city and the mountains, it's definitely an experience.
It is an experience for sure. This episode titled, Everyone Loves a Critic. There are very few of us that have an ability to do everything at a high level. We all invest time in our development and are always looking for insight along the way to become better. 9 times out of 10, this will be in the form of criticism. Now, criticism has both a positive and negative connotation, and unfortunately, most look at the negative. During this episode, we talk about the value of criticism in our development and life, and how best to manage it to take advantage of what it's really meant to do, allow us to become better people. But first, as always, a good news story.
Good news.
We've talked about these good news stories, and the challenge behind find good news stories out there. So your suggestion was
good deeds.
Okay, so I did that, and thank you very much for that. Do you realize that April 14th is Good Deeds Day?
I did not know this.
So this is the global movement that happened starting back in 2007, and what it really encourages people to do. You can go to the website and register your good deed, and what it does is it allows these good deeds to happen all over the world. So this is something that if you wanted to do something special in your community, you just go to the site and you're unsure what the special things are. It's the same old thing.
Yeah.
If it was, let's have a sports day for you, that's a good deed. If you want to help seniors with their lawn, that's a good deed. If you want to visit kids in Oslo, that's a good deed. But in this case, we're tracking that. We're showing how if everybody got together and did a good deed, what a better world.
For sure. That would create a great mindset for people to have. And that you're not having to register. It's just something that you do as part of your DNA. That would be nice.
That would be very nice. But if that's what it takes for people to do good deeds, I'm all for that.
Absolutely.
Everyone loves a critic.
Do they, though? It's really true.
Toby Keith sings a song called The Critic.
Mm-hmm.
Really, during the course of the song in the lyrics, it's really speaking about what his thoughts are of a critic.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not very positive.
No.
Because what he's suggesting is critics are people that really haven't made it anywhere in life.
Sure. Yep.
And the best they can do is critique people.
Yes, hence the term armchair critic.
Armchair critic, right? And they don't have all the say, the knowledge, skills, ability to truly get value to whatever it is they're saying. Yeah, they probably didn't pay.
Well, and that's it. They figure that in their life, they've experienced all and they know all, so they're okay to cast judgment. It's like,
really?
I find a lot of it is just the delivery of said criticism. And I was just thinking that, you know, with your previous line of work, how was criticism dealt out then? Was it positive? Was it constructive? Or was it?
Well, I'll tell you right now. Like, I mean, when you work for a paramilitary organization, it's much kinder, gentler than it was in the past. But really, if you did something wrong, you're basically pacing against the wall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With no rhyme or reason as to how to change that behavior so you could get better.
Mm-hmm.
So literally that form of criticism, first of all, there was, I think, in my mind, a little bit of belittling.
Sure.
And it's that whole belittling and that feeling, I don't want to feel like this anymore, so how do I change that?
Yeah, without them giving you the answers as to how.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And I'll tell you a short story on that. Driver training. I was on the highway with the instructor. I wasn't doing a maneuver properly. So he asked the question, you know what you're doing wrong? I just looked at him. I said, yeah, I know what I'm doing wrong. So I go ahead and do it. And of course, I fall short again.
Mm-hmm.
You know what you're doing wrong? I said, yes, I do. And if I looked at him, you think you could tell me how I can correct it?
Here, put some input.
Yeah. It was just supposed to hit me out of the sky,
right,
with a lightning bolt. But
if I knew it was wrong, I wouldn't do it. So help me out.
What is criticism in your
mind? I just think it's people's input to a specific topic that they just feel like blurting out. Like, really, because sometimes you get criticism that's unwarranted or unwanted. And people just want to say, yeah, you're doing that wrong. You should have done this. Okay, thanks very much for that positive contribution. But I think it's just people's opinions, really, is how it is. And unfortunately, criticism sometimes doesn't always come out as constructive. It's pretty hurtful if it's delivered improperly, but it's just somebody's opinion, really.
Okay, let's cut to the chase here. Okay, criticism, and I said in the intro, positive and negative. But as soon as you say the word criticism, because if you and I were like today having a heated discussion, mm-hmm. and I just say to you, you're just being critical.
Correct.
That's totally negative, isn't it?
Correct. Absolutely. Yeah. And I think that the, you know, term crit is somebody that is intentionally going to pick something apart. It's not, you know, can you give me some positive feedback? You know, that's different. It's delivered a lot differently. But criticism sometimes comes out cutting and harsh, and it doesn't necessarily do good to...
But it's so easy to do it.
Oh, absolutely. Everybody can be a critic.
Yeah, everybody can be a critic. So is there any value in it?
To me, it's always how the delivery is. I am always open for constructive criticism, and I like to talk to people the way that I like to be talked to. So I kind of expect the same in return. So when somebody just kind of is blurting out stuff that's negative, it's like, okay, yep, thank you. Got it. You know, then I take from it that they're just trying to, you know, let you know what they think. Right, wrong, or different, take from it what you will. But yeah, it usually comes out harsh, in my opinion. But I was as soon as this topic came up, I was very interested about your career and how many times you would have faced that. And I would, to your point of being a paramilitary organization, probably wasn't positive the majority of
it. No, it wasn't positive. And if you can imagine, for those that haven't seen the movie, An Officer and a Gentleman, with Lou Gossett Jr., who just sadly just passed away a few days ago, and Richard Gere, where he's really, Lou Gossett is that drill sergeant, mm-hmm. is really putting Richard Gere through the hoops, and he's just doing whatever he can to survive.
Yeah.
So he can basically dodge that criticism, right, and somehow be seen in a more positive light.
Yeah, and I assume with the line of work, you probably do need to be a little more strict. And
yeah,
I don't know. There's
a
point.
There is some, I'll just say, I hate to use the word value, but there's good reason for it. There's purpose,
yeah.
Right? So, and you kind of mentioned it. Should you offer criticism?
I don't. I personally, I don't. You know, if somebody says, what do you think? Sure. But again, I still try and phrase it in a way that, you know, is not really going to hurt somebody's feelings, because it's just not, you know, what I like to do. But I unwanted criticism is just somebody spouting out stuff because they feel that it's their spot to say so.
And when that happens to me, I just kill them with kindness. Don't feel you're bigger than I have. Almost.
Fair. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and it does illustrate the point that, you know, you probably could have delivered that better, and you should be able to read my response.
Yeah.
Better sent.
But if you can kill with kindness and don't get that sarcasm that comes along with it, that's even better for me.
Well, that's it.
Yeah. So.
Because you're thinking that they're thinking, why is this guy being so positive?
That's ruining my whole intent. But having said that, like when that does happen, what I will do, and as much as the delivery is, I'll just say it this way, very, very poor, mm-hmm. and it really doesn't make me feel good. There's got to be something that's being said to me that I can find value in.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, if you can look at it at face value and, you know, kind of just look at it factually, was there intent? You know, does that make sense? Yeah. Well, okay, I can pick that out. But through that process, you could also think, no, that is not a valid comment, and I'm just going to ignore that and carry on. It's a, and especially with the internet, right? And that's, I wouldn't want to be a youth in today's society, because, you know, everyone's dialed into, you know, social media and all this sort of stuff. And everybody is a critic online, and everybody will give their two cents worth, whether they know, have a clue what they're talking about or not. And yeah, it's not productive or positive, I find.
I agree totally with you. I don't engage in that, and it just blows me away that some of the things you see, and they are very critical. Mm-hmm. There's no question about that. And it's almost because it's the internet that gives license to people to share these criticisms.
Yeah, I saw a great little comedic clip, and it was from England, and this guy shows up at a fella's door, and he rings the doorbell, and guy is standing there with a cup of coffee in his robe, and he's like, are you user 1678? And the guy's like, yes. He's like, did you make a comment last week on a post that said this? And the guy's like, yeah. So this big dude comes up, walks up, and just punches him in the face. It's like, well, you know, maybe you should think twice about commenting on stuff like that. I can't even remember what the moral of the commercial was, but it was hilarious. And there needs to be more of that.
More consequence accountability for the words that you're sharing.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Because people do take it personally, right? A lot of it hurts.
Okay. So if you were to come up to me and you say, hey, okay, I got a few thoughts I want to share with you, and it's nothing but, I'll say, negative criticism. Mm-hmm. What's the best way to respond to that, do you think?
Yeah, it's because then you could just engage forever. It would be, you know what, thanks very much, appreciate that, and, you know, put some thought into it. I'm not sure how else I would respond. How would you respond?
Well, it's like I'll tell you right now, I told you, I would, unless I'm having a really bad day, mm-hmm. then I might tell you, and I really think.
Right.
There's value in that, too. There's a little bit of cathartic value. Mm-hmm. But it's usually short-lived too, right? Mm-hmm. So, but kill them with kindness, say thank you very much. Mm-hmm. The danger with that is that somehow that might give them license to come back to you with.
So they've accepted all of my criticism. That's fantastic.
So you got to be careful. Mm-hmm. And there is a line. Generally speaking, and we'll talk a little bit more about it in a few moments here, but what truly gives them the ability to be, I'll say, the critic? Mm-hmm. We'll talk more. I mean, for sure. But what I'd love to hear your thoughts on, though, Mad Dog, is a lot of times in the working environment, you have new people that have no idea what they're doing. And they're, I'll just say, in that training mode. Mm-hmm. And someone has to guide them along the way. And criticism's got to be the worst thing for that.
For somebody new that's learning? Absolutely.
So what is your tack when you've got that new person that you're trying to, in a positive way, say, at least send the message, say, hey, this job's all right. I think I can do okay with this. And so, and keeping in mind, generally when you're having that conversation, I'll say that either they haven't met the standard of what they're doing, mm-hmm. and maybe even sometimes to the point where they've kind of screwed up a bit.
Sure. Right. So I think, you know, the way that especially new people when they're starting in job or whatnot, there's a reason why they don't know anything. They haven't been taught it yet. So for them to do something wrong out of the beginning, I look at it more as a teaching point or a learning lesson, if you will, because if they knew everything and they came in and, you know, were killing it like a rock star, then great, you know, but that's not usually the way it goes. But I, you know, I've been in the hospitality business my whole career, and just the hiring and, you know, terminating people is just, it's a very just high turnover in that industry. So, you know, I learned over through the course of trial and error how to, you know, help effectively coach people to so that they receive it well. Because if I have new people that work under me and they're a failure, well, what have I done? Well, you know, I own a piece of that.
Oh, definitely.
For them to not be successful. So, you know, I always try and go to the ends of the earth first before I start doling out criticism, because it's on me for them to succeed. So, but I guess it's all in how you look at it.
Yeah.
Like, let me flip that question to you. Like, did you have any new recruits?
Oh, definitely. And you want them to be positive, and you know that they're going to make, that's the thing. You know they're going to make mistakes. You expect it's going to happen. It's not a surprise.
Yeah.
So, and generally the mistakes are common mistakes anyhow. And that you have to let them know that.
Yeah. But I would imagine in that line of work, the mistakes might be a little more impactful.
Well, they could be. If it's a front line, let's say a front line situation, if there's a mistake that could be a great mistake, mm-hmm. but 9 times out of 10, your training should kick into gear. And when it doesn't, that's when you'd have to have a side chat, say, hey, yeah. What happened out there?
Yeah.
And the other important thing is that you want to give them enough confidence to go back out there and do that again, mm-hmm. and be successful at it.
Yeah.
And that's really a challenge. It can be.
That's fair. Yeah. And you want to, you know, give them the tools to succeed, but it is on them. But yeah, those that are up for the fight will accept that and take that, you know, those points of learning to heart and go at it again.
And you just love those people.
Oh, absolutely.
You just love those. So and the other people, I mean, it's not that they don't want to succeed. Mm-hmm. It's maybe they're just taking a long way around.
Yeah.
That's the best way to put it.
They used to hit five potholes before they learned to avoid it.
Yes. Is there a difference between criticism and constructive feedback?
One, as the kids say these days, 100%.
100%.
In my opinion, for sure. And I think it's just delivery. How you deliver that message is
always
a little difference between the two, right? You know, if I say to you, you know, Tom, that is the dumbest cup I've ever seen. Like, why would you use that cup? You know, that's my criticism of that cup, as opposed to, you know, I notice there's a crack in that cup, Tom. You know, we might want to be careful that next time you put coffee in it, it might break. So, you know, it's just all on the delivery. It's not a thing. It's just Apple.
No, you know what it reminds me of? And I'm sure you've experienced this before. Of course, when I was young and learned to drive, and you talk about criticism, and then I had an idea how to drive. And then you have this backseat driver that's you. That's not my criticism, isn't it?
Nothing but. Yeah. So somebody's mother is the best one to teach for that. You know, it's they don't hold anything back.
Yeah, even the point, the way you're driving, the route you're taking, and then my tactic dealing with that was, okay, guess what? It's time for me to stop. And they look at you, well, what's the reason for that? It's time for you to get out.
That's that. I like that one.
Because it's true, because it's not an easy thing to do,
mm-hmm.
to operate a motor vehicle.
No.
And it comes in practice and practice and practice, right? So, but
that same thing can be applied to everything, relationships, work. You know, you need to know that delivery. And my wife and I have figured out the delivery, you know, over the years, because there's a way you say things to your partner that, you know, they can be received extremely negatively, or, you know, that you're possibly looking out for their...
I wouldn't tell you this unless I cared.
Exactly. That's the go-to.
That's the go-to. Right. So how do you qualify to be a critic?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a tongue-in-cheek question.
It is.
It really is, right?
Yeah. So. Yeah. And that's the whole, I think, point of the criticism is that you really have to take where it's coming from. You know, if you're in a university class or whatever, and a professor who is well-educated on the topic gives you some feedback or criticism, you're more likely to go, okay, no, I got that. Okay. However it's delivered. But if it's a buddy, you say, well, you should have studied harder, you doofus, or what, you know, it's like,
yeah.
What? You know, so it's a lot of the delivery for me. So what would define or differentiate the two? What's your take?
Well, and I'll tell you, like in those situations where I've received that feedback, whether it be a buddy or a professor, those times where I've really kicked it into gear, worked my rear end off, and still didn't meet, and then I get the criticism, that's a harder pill.
Singer.
Yep. It's really hard to swallow. But you do have to take two steps back, regroup, and say, okay, well, I need to do better, but somehow I need to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
But having said that, we're not meant to do everything by ourselves.
Yeah.
We have to be able to reach out. That's hard for some people.
The dude. Yeah, there's ego there. It's like, oh, I don't want to say that. I don't know it. I don't want to ask the question.
Well, there's that balance. Do you want that criticism? And if you don't want the criticism, reach out and ask.
Mm-hmm. I think once you find that, you know, there's a couple of, you know, mentors that come to your life that you look for, like, what do you think? Well, how? Give me your input, right? But you trust their judgment and their delivery, so you're a little more apt to take it to heart.
Value an armchair quarterbacks.
Take it with a grain of salt, I think, is the only way you can do that. It's like, because you never know, right? Like, somebody might just be spewing, but if you can look at it objectively and say, is there any validity to that? Like, can I take a shred of anything out of that?
You know, that's not the way I would have done it.
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, generally it's, yeah. And, you know, I have with my all the kids and my wife and stuff. I'm like, I keep telling them, you can't care what other people think, because they will follow you.
What, you know, they think. It's true, though.
Yeah.
And I'll take it one step further. If you try to make everybody happy, it doesn't work either.
No, and you're the one that ends up being miserable usually out of that equation. So, you know, I try and tell them, as long as you in your heart, you know, think and know that you're doing well and you're not, you know, hurting anybody else and you're doing things to the best of your ability, why does it matter what other people think? If you spend your life, to your point, trying to make others happy, it's a waste of time.
And I'll tell you right now, I've had supervisors where they were always critical, and it didn't matter what I did. It didn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't matter. It was never good enough.
Yeah.
So what I did in that case, I take two steps back and think, that's not helping me. I want to get better, so I'll figure it out myself. Mm-hmm. That went a long way. It didn't reach out and ask an appeal, know what to do. Yeah. Because you still have to do that.
Right. But in the same breath, I think you also understood how you were being talked to at that point, and it's not something that you would add in your arsenal. It just reminds you, yeah, I don't want to be talked to that way, so I'm not going to talk to others that way.
That's right.
So, and I've had, you know, quite a few positive managers over the course of my career that, you know, I truly looked at as mentors, and I didn't care what they say, positive, whatever they told me, I was like, okay, yeah, because I truly believed in what they were saying and that they had my best interest in mind. And that's the type of constructive criticism that, you know, it can make you better.
And when you hear the term constructive criticism, is it a bit of an oxymoron?
I think it just kind of implies that you shouldn't be as cutting with it. It's constructive, meaning there's something good that's come out of it, right? And which is opposite to what criticism is. So to say it's constructive criticism, it's, you know, I'm giving you some feedback, but it's going to be a little more on the positive or encouraging side.
Well, yeah, and let's be honest. We're all going to make mistakes. And if someone didn't give us the information we needed to correct those mistakes, that's not helpful either.
No.
It's just unfortunate that a lot of times it does come in the form of criticism.
Yeah. And it's hard sometimes to give that feedback to people because, you know, you want it for their betterment, but if it comes out wrong, then there could be some damage that was done there.
And from my perspective, literally, I don't really need to hear your constructive criticism, constructive feedback, or criticism, and I'll tell you why. Because I'm going to beat myself up first. Because I'm going to be the toughest critic on myself. That's kind of a double-edged sword because there's value in it and there's a point where there's no value.
Yeah, then it becomes self-deprecating.
Yeah, so you've got to be careful with that. But if you're that type of individual that's really hard on themselves, and it's funny, I read a story about Shaq O'Neal just yesterday or the day before. It had to do with the way that he dealt with when his performance wasn't as good as he expected.
Right.
Talking about being your old critic. And he would literally go home and he would trash the place. He said, I would become the Hulk. He said, wow, a much, much kinder, gentler man today.
Mm-hmm.
And you think about this for a second. So he's in the Olympic Games. The coach didn't play him much. The last couple minutes of the game, the coach puts him in. They win the gold medal. He's not happy with that. On his way home,
interesting.
He throws the gold medal out the window. What the story doesn't say, did anybody find him?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
But the point being is you're so hard on yourself that you're not even thinking about a gold medal. You know anybody that has a gold medal?
Nope.
And then you have this guy that's basically a super athlete. He's so mad at himself.
Yeah.
He just throws it out the window.
Yeah, because, you know, I guess like it's, you know, anybody else would be like, well, you played and you got medal, it's great. But at his level, in his brain, he's like, I should have been playing the whole game, I assume. And just to get thrown as an afterthought towards the end, yeah, he might not have looked at that the same as others. So that's interesting.
Yeah, without putting too much thought in where his mind says, I just want to know what happened to the medal.
Yeah, exactly. Did it end up on eBay? Where did it go?
Well, unfortunately, that music is telling us, and that I could be critical of the music, but it's not as if this episode has come to an end. Criticism will always be present in our lives, and we all need to manage it so we can become the best we can be. To manage it, consider this. Don't take it personally. That's a hard thing to do, though, it's very hard. Allow yourself time to process your emotions. And we didn't really talk much about that, but it's true. You really have to take the time to process your emotions because you're not going to like what you hear.
You know, and when you're heated,
I'd
be replying to that.
It doesn't help. If you need to, ask for time to process the criticism or for more information and reassurance to help you understand the situation. From that, that's really talking about constructive feedback at that point as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
And delivery, like you say, right? So consider if you have offered toxic criticism or constructive feedback. So in other words, what is it that you've ended up giving that individual? That's, you know, if it's toxic, maybe take two steps back and maybe re-engage that individual. I'd hit the restart button and say, hey, look, we need to have this conversation again. Because I care about you. I care about your development. So let's go down that road. Consider if the criticism contains valuable insights to help you. As I mentioned, there'll always be something. There'll always be something. Any other thoughts on it?
No, I enjoy discussing these topics because it, you know, it does force us to look at the other side of things, but it is interesting.
Remember to take advantage of the moment before the moment takes advantage of you. To learn more about eWalkabout, please visit us at eWalkabout.ca.